Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I'm your host, Jerome. Now, on this program, the FDA approves genetically modified salmon for human consumption in the U.S. I don't know what to say about that. Harvard's investigation after they're investigating after tape was found over the portraits of black law professors in their school, so they defaced those pictures in hallway. And Patti LaBelle's sweet potato pie sells out at Walmart one every second over the weekend. And an ex-cop is found guilty in a beating and choking of an unarmed black driver in suburban Detroit. He was caught on dash cam. And China launches the country's first ATM using facial recognition. We have that. The Marriott is buying Starwood Hotels to create the world's largest hotel chain. And This Week in Court, and much more. So I want to welcome you again onto the program and tell you that our calling number tonight is area code 323-693-3038 if you want to join in on the program. And if you want to hit us up in the chat room, of course, that's open. And if you want to catch us in the archives, you can always go to espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com. And one more thing, if you have any questions or comments and you want to write us, you can send your questions. See, I almost left out comments. You can send your questions to news@soulofsyracuse.com. SOUL of Syracuse.com. All right, now, before I get started, I just want to say hey to everyone online. Just remember, you can hit one if you want to join in on the program. For everyone in the chat, again, send your comments there, and I will try to get to them. Now, first story, the FDA approves genetically modified salmon for human consumption. In the U.S., the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, announced today that it approved that genetically modified salmon. I would tell you how they genetically modified from an eel and a salmon, but just to make larger fish, apparently. And they said the nutritional value has not changed, and there was no health risk, whatever to that. So this is the first such altered animal allowed for human consumption in the United States. So I just checked this off as a mental note. It's the first time it's ever happened. And they're not sure if they're going to label the genetically modified salmon opposed to regular salmon. So just to be on the safe side, eat wild salmon, because the farm-raised stuff, you don't know where it's coming from. Just thought I'd share. Public service announcement. Now, endangered chimpanzees will no longer be used for U.S. government research, and the last 50 held captive for health studies will be retired. Now, this is what an announcement that came out today, that a U.S. government research, that the chimpanzees won't be used for research, and the ones that are in, they call them in federal custody. They said they will be sent to a sanctuary for retirement. I don't know how you're going to be retired from custody. It's like being let out of jail and now you're retired. They were in custody. Now, Dalai Lama says that God will not help us in the wake of the ISIS Paris attacks because humans have created this problem and we cannot solve it through prayer. Now, the Tibetan spiritual leader said the rise in suicide attacks could not be countered only through prayers and described the Paris terrorists as short-sighted. Now, the 80-year-old said that we cannot solve the problem only through prayers. I am a Buddhist, and I believe in praying, but humans have created this problem, and now we're asking God to solve it. So he said it's illogical, and God would say, solve it yourself because you created it in the first place. Dalai Lama is, I don't know what to say about that. He said that we need a systemic approach to foster humanistic values of oneness and harmony. If we start doing it now, there is hope that this century will be different from the previous one. It is in everybody's interest. So let's work for peace within our families and society and not expect help from God, Buddha, or the government. That would be the Dalai Lama. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But there you have it as far as that's concerned. Now, before I move on, you know, the most dangerous terrorist group is not ISIS, by the way. It's Boko Haram. Now, figures have revealed that the African Islamists killed 6,664 people last year compared to the Islamic State or ISIS, which was 6,073. Now, the jihadist group Boko Haram have been revealed to be the most brutal terror organization last year, killing more people than ISIS. The group is regularly targeting civilians in Nigeria. So as we look at all of this France stuff on the news, just remember, I think about 2,000 people died last week in Nigeria. Just want to throw that out for a little balance in news today. Now, by early next year, we may even have fewer than 100 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, according to President Obama. Now, the president says that he is not backing down on the Guantanamo Bay closure. He has repeatedly tried to close the facility, which currently houses 107 inmates, but, of course, opposition in Congress has stifled that progress. And the president said the president is vowing to press ahead and close the controversial military prison at Guantanamo Bay in spite of the Paris terror attacks and the concerns that the Islamic State may target the U.S. next. He said that I expect by early next year we may have fewer than 100 people at Guantanamo. And the president also said that it doesn't make sense spending millions per prisoner. That's how much money we spend at Guantanamo Bay, by the way, taxpayers. All right. Now, First Lady Michelle Obama brought Broadway and some of his bright stars to the White House on Monday of this week to host a workshop and celebrate performing arts with performing arts students from across the country. Whoopi Goldberg, legendary actress Cicely Tyson, and legendary actress and comedian Whoopi Goldberg, Gloria Estefan, and composer Andrew Lloyd Webber were just some of the big names that were included into the East Room. Now, Estefan sang music from On Your Feet, you know, a show based on her life story, and Morrison sang music from Finding Neverland. Now, he is an actor, so I don't know him very well. He's on Broadway. And the First Lady told the 40 extraordinary high school students that her famous guests were there to help them, and some of the students also had the opportunity to perform in Broadway at the White House, which will air on the TLC networks on Thanksgiving. So if you want to get a look at that, I don't know. Oh, TLC is your network. I don't know what time. But on Thanksgiving Day, the First Lady Broadway at the White House. You know, and if you've seen the pictures, the First Lady looks like she's having a ball. Just wanted to share that if you get a chance to see the pictures. Now, China's Merchants Bank, we used to have one here in the United States. Merchants Bank got bought out. But China's Merchants Bank launched a new ATM technology. Their ATMs in three cities across China have now facial recognition enabled software, eliminating use of cards. Now, it's the first ATMs of its kind in China. I don't know where there are other facial recognition ATMs in the world, but China is the first one to sample that out. So we're going to see how that's going to work out. But it's not here yet, so don't worry. I don't like the idea. But in China, if you have Merchants Bank, they have facial recognition. That technology is available in the United States. We just pretty much don't use it, which is good. Now, it pays to be good at math, is what a Nigerian professor said. He solved a 156-year-old Riedmann problem to get a $1 million prize. Now, the Riedmann hypothesis, arguably mathematics' most famous problem, was solved by Dr. Opiyim Enoch. Now, he teaches at the Federal University in Nigeria, and he received the $1 million. I don't know if you ever saw that problem, but it is really hard. But it's a 156-year-old problem that he solved just for $1 million. I didn't say just for. They probably should have given him more money. There you have it. Now, there's a new diamond that was found, just discovered, and it's the largest diamond in more than a century, has been uncovered in Africa, and it can reach up to $35 million. Now, roughly the size of a small orange, it's a 1,111-carat diamond. It's the largest gem quality stone to be found since a 3,106-carat diamond was uncovered in South Africa over a century ago. So the Lucara Diamond Company also revealed this week that this colossal diamond may not be the one-off after the mine discovered, I guess it's 813-carat stone and a 374-carat diamond. So apparently they think that they have some bigger diamonds left to get. So we're going to see how that pans out. But after a 1,000-carat diamond, you would think they'd be satisfied. But no, they're back. All right, I just want to remind you, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038 and hit 1 on your line if you want to join in. But if not, enjoy the news. Now, McDonald's is getting rid of their dollar menu after one decade. Seems kind of silly. But early next year, the fast food chain will launch their McPick 2 menu, which will let customers pick two of the following items on their for $2, like a McDouble, a McChicken, small fries, or mozzarella sticks. But it is forcing you just to buy more items. So we'll see how long that's going to last. I think it's going to bomb. But they're getting rid of their dollar menu for a $2 menu. Two items, $2. All right. Now, Pepsi. I guess I should go to the Pepsi story first. Now, Pepsi has paid $20 million for three episodes of a storyline on the fictional TV show Empire for making a soda ad. Now, not only did they make an ad for the TV show, it is also going to run in real life. So yesterday's episode of Empire on Fox, the lead character was approached by the soft drink brand and offered a chance to star in their new TV spot, and obviously won, and they're going to put out commercials. They paid $20 million to a television show. Empire is making more money on the back end than they probably are from advertising. So, anywho, Pepsi on Empire. Now, Marriott International will buy Starwood Hotels and Resorts worldwide for $12.2 billion to create the world's largest hotel chain with top brands including the Sheraton, Ritz-Carlton, and Autograph Collection. I don't know what the Autograph Collection is for a hotel, but if you want to call in and tell me about it, they are now owned by Marriott. Thought we'd share that. Now, here is a, well, before I go to this story, I don't know why I'm skipping around stories today, but just want to say hey to everyone out there and let you know you're listening to Esprit Net News on Esprit Radio. You know, we're here every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just to give you more news and more information, things that they're not talking about in regular news. But if you want to call in and talk about them, we will definitely cover it on our program. All right, and if not, that's cool too. Now, there's a 19-month-old child prodigy, Carter Whiteside from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm glad our commish is on the line. You don't have to have one to come on this. I would play a game of black or white, but he started recognizing words and signing when he was just 7 months old. That's according to his mother, Latoya Carter. They began to sound out words that she never heard him say around 12 months old, and he can now read more than 300 words and count to 50. Remarkable kid, 19-month-old child, and really, really cute kid, but didn't put any pictures up on the show page, but it is out there. So if you want to go check that out, 19 months old, Carter Whiteside, in case you want to Google this, in Charlotte, kid knows 300 words and can count to 50. All right, now, in case you didn't hear this story, 2 million pounds of potatoes, and that would be sweet potatoes, are needed to get Patti LaBelle's suddenly famous sweet potato pie back on the shelves at Walmart. Now, the pie that became a viral sensation last weekend sells roughly, they sold roughly one every second, and they said it may not be back in the stores in time for Thanksgiving tables. Now, the sweet potato surge started Thursday, the day after James Wright posted a video of himself eating a slice of pie, which Walmart launched in September. Apparently, there was not a lot of advertising for Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie. They revamped the recipe. Patti LaBelle worked with them, revamped them, and they relaunched in September. And Wright started singing Patti LaBelle songs, If You Only Knew and On My Own, and kind of danced while he ate while and he just kind of kept saying, you turn into Patti LaBelle after eating it. And within 24 hours, social media was buzzing about his video, and Walmart's stock of pie started running low right off the bat. So the remaining pies, which cost $3.48, are being sold for as much as $45 online. They're being routed to the stores where demand is the strongest, and Patti LaBelle called Wright to express her appreciation for his review. And Carrie Robinson, the vice president of bakery and deli at Walmart, said that we swept everything we had right into the stores to supply the demand, even our Christmas volume. So they have everything we got. So prior to that video, the sweet potato pies hasn't been a top seller for the retailer, but this is the, again, it was this year they revamped the pie recipe in partnership with Patti LaBelle, and showed enough promise that the company ordered twice as much or twice as many pies than they did in 2014. But they are still out, and they need 2 million pounds of sweet potatoes. So we'll have to see that how that goes. And by the way, I have tried it. I was a part of that one sweet potato pie per second that happened last weekend. And it was decent. It was a good pie. Can't really go there with any negative comments, but I'm sure rushing those pies will probably make the next batch kind of bland. But that's just my opinion. Just wanted to share that part. All right. Now, banishing your ex from Facebook is going to be a little easier. The site revealed a new tool that gets rid of your former flames. So if you break up while you're on Facebook, as of today, when you change your relationship status to single, Facebook will ask you if you want to take a break from seeing pictures and posts of your ex. Now, Facebook, although they're really intrusive and always have all these hooks in there, this is just another thing. If you are worried about all that, you spend way too much time on Facebook. But, hey, it's a new feature. So if you would like to to do that, it's also available to you. Now, Sega's Mega Drive is making a comeback. If you don't know what a Sega system is, it's a retro gaming console. Now, the sales of that retro console surged by 400%, and it's run up to Christmas, and Sega released the Mega Drive in Japan in 1988 and other regions the following year. Now, it introduced a generation of games such as Sonic the Hedgehog and Street Rage. So they are actually bringing back the old gaming consoles for those guys who are nostalgic for the old Sega. I have a Sega Genesis, so I think I can still find that game. So anyway, that whole console is still available someplace. But Sega is actually coming back with their new gaming systems. Now, the University of Vermont held a 3-day retreat over the weekend for students who self-identify as white to discuss the topic of white privilege. Now, the free program entitled Examining White Privilege, a retreat for undergraduate students who self-identify as white, took place over the weekend and was sponsored by, get this, the university's African, Latino, Asian, Native American, and Biracial Student Center. I thought it was just interesting. This is the University of Vermont. Didn't know they had African, Latino, Asian, Native American, Biracial Student Center. But I don't know which one was more shocking, the white privilege retreat or the organization. Thought I'd share that. Now, Harvard's marching band tries to name check UPenn. It's the University of Pennsylvania. It's their rivals. But they ended up spelling the word, well, I'll say this, Johnson on the field. Now, the musicians who were hosting the Quakers in Cambridge, Massachusetts, were apparently trying to spell Penn 15 across the field, and you know they spelled something else by mistake. So a Harvard marching band was looking kind of silly, and I think everybody caught it, if you could see it from the sky. Penn 15 looks like I and S, and so that's what happened to Harvard. Now, also, what was going on at Harvard, on the non-funny news side of Harvard, portraits of black Harvard Law School faculty members have been defaced a day after the campus rally for black students, according to the law school. Now, several pictures were discovered today with black strips of tape placed diagonally across the black faculty members' faces. The portraits were on the first floor of Wasserstein Hall, which houses two hallways with about 180 frame pictures of law professors. So Harvard's law school dean, Michelle Minow, said in a statement that Harvard University Police Department is investigating the incident as a hate crime, but Harvard officials say that they don't know if there's a connection between the vandalism and Wednesday's rally on campus supporting black students across the country. I think we just found out why the students are protesting. Just trying to help you out, Harvard. I think they're connected. You might want to ask somebody. All right, now, an innocent man who spent 27 years behind bars for rape and murder he didn't commit was framed by the police. A federal jury has found that Donald E. Gates was wrongly convicted of assault of assaulting a Georgetown University student, Catherine Schilling, and shooting her five times as she walked through the park in June 22, 1981. Now, the 21-year-old paralegal's body was retrieved the next day in Washington, D.C.'s Rock Creek Park. Along that route, she used to take a shortcut home from work. So Gates, who is now 64 years old, was released from prison in 2009 after DNA evidence revealed that he was not connected to the crime, and a janitor at the law firm was behind the slaying. And now Washington, D.C. officials have agreed to pay him $16.65 million in damages after the jury on Wednesday found the homicide detectives fabricated his confession, withheld information, and fed his name to an unreliable informant. Now, if you're doing the math, that's about $617,000 every year that Donald Eugene Gates spent in prison. But, again, he's 64 years old. Now, Gates has already received more than $1 million from the federal government for its role in his conviction, and the settlement with the city brings his total compensation to $18 million from the federal government for, according to the Innocence Project. Now, there was an informer named Gerald Max Bear Smith. He was paid $50 for his initial tip to frame this guy, and then $250 for picking him out of a photograph. He didn't even have a lineup. Picked him out of a photograph. In all, Smith pocketed around $1,300 to help pin that murder on this young man, and now he has just been released after 27 years. Now, there was nothing good in the story, but we had to do it because I think it's getting missed. But it just happened today, so he was awarded another $16 million. And the officers who framed him, they are being brought up on charges. The third one was found not guilty, but the other two are now up on charges. We're going to see how that news story goes. But, you know, I'll make sure I talk about that when that comes out. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to EspriNet News on Espri Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038 to join in on the program. Now, Morgan Freeman is trying to stop a deadbeat dad of his slain granddaughter from inheriting her $781,000 New York City apartment. Now, she received that apartment from Morgan Freeman, and Freeman is hoping to keep his granddaughter's, I guess they keep calling him a deadbeat, from inheriting that pricey New York City apartment that he paid for his granddaughter before her tragic death. So, interesting enough, Morgan Freeman is now, you know, in court to stop him from getting the apartment. Now, a Minnesota agency is investigating a shooting by a Minneapolis police officer of a black suspect in an assault, an incident that sparked protests and prompted the community forum with the mayor and police chief. Now, accounts from some witnesses say that the man was handcuffed when he was shot early Sunday morning. It led to outrage. Police said that their preliminary investigation showed that the man was not handcuffed. Their preliminary investigation. Watch your wording. But the investigation is ongoing. Now, a large agitated crowd gathered at the scene and demonstrations endured throughout the day. Witnesses said that police used chemical irritants, that would be chemical spray, to subdue the protesters. About 10 protesters spent a rainy and windy night outside the police station not far from the scene of the shooting and vowed to stay there until the officers were arrested or indicted. So another story that's going on with another officer and another death. And while I'm at it, a former Detroit area police officer was found guilty today for assault and misconduct and a bloody beating of an unarmed man driving an unarmed black driver doing a traffic stop that was captured on a dashboard cam. Now, Wayne County jurors handed down the verdict in a case against William Melendez, who was charged in January of beating a 58-year-old Floyd Dent. The dash cam video from the police cruiser shows that Melendez punched him 16 times in the head, but it wasn't until after WDIV TV aired the footage in March that Melendez was fired, and then he was fired, and his two colleagues were suspended. Now, Inkster, which is the town that he was in, later agreed to pay $1.4 million to Dent, who suffered broken ribs, blood on his brain, and other injuries. And Melendez was ordered to return to jail pending sentencing, which is set for December 3rd. Now, the former police officer faces up to 10 years in prison. But the thing about this story that is the worst part is that they believe the officers until the dash cam was released. That's all I have to say about that. Now, on that note, let me just go straight to the phone lines. Hey, Dace, I just want to say hey to her while I'm out there and bring in the commish. Hey, commish, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I had to squeeze it in where I can get it. I was like, okay, commish has tried to trick me by changing lines and all of that good stuff, but it all worked out.
It kept
out.
Dropping from the cell phone. Number. Didn't you see I've been on since like 11:04 or something, but the call kept dropping.
Oh, well, yeah.
To try landline.
Yeah, I figured out. I didn't think the stories was too edgy. Kathleen was like, I'm out of here.
No.
I didn't think the stories were that bad. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm good. Now,
great.
I didn't know if there was a specific story that you dropped on, but I did want to ask about the which one was it? There was a story that I want to ask about. Oh, now I don't know if you watch Empire, because I try not to.
I used to.
Pepsi paid them $20 million for 3 episodes for the commercial that they're running for Pepsi. $20 million.
Wow.
So the storyline for yesterday was that they were running a commercial. They were entering into a commercial to get a song played for Pepsi commercials. But that whole storyline was paid for by Pepsi. Now, I'm not
mad
for that. I just thought.
So Pepsi is writing Empire now?
No. They just paid them to create the storyline and work Pepsi into the whole storyline.
Okay.
But that,
I
that's
guess
making
I get it.
Side money. Huh?
I guess I get it. I mean,
yeah.
Just,
well,
I think, go ahead. I was just going to say,
it's product
Scandal
placement.
Do that too.
Yeah,
yes. Scandal
yeah,
has done it too, because I think
too.
she's either mentioned, not her iPad, but like mentioned, let's say McDonald's or something like that, you know, and it's like, oh yeah, I know
right.
that they pay for that big time.
Oh yeah, you can tell when there's product placement. So, but they've done that on Friends and a bunch of other shows when they get really popular, that advertisers start coming in and say, hey, if you drive this Lincoln around, you know, in your outdoor scenes, then they get paid from those guys. I thought it was just pretty.
And it might be Ford. Is it Ford that Lyons is driving, that great big, I don't think it's an Escalade, it's something, some big black truck, like the president's truck or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt the side money that they're making on Empire. Like, that would just not surprise me. Hey, I'm not mad at them for that. You can do what you want to. Your ratings go down, but you still make the money. I guess that doesn't hurt you.
No.
Now, I'm not sure if you tried the Patti LaBelle pie yet, but...
I did see the commercial.
Did you?
Miss Patty, oh, Miss no. Patty, come on, Miss Patty, Patty!
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Although I don't really appreciate the Little Richard part of that, but it took me a long time to watch that. And the reason I did is because, you know, I just want to say hey to Suntrana. Sometimes she listens to the show, but that is actually her cousin that actually is that did that Patty video.
That's
so
whose cousin?
Friend of mine.
Yes. Right.
And sometimes, she's a listener of the show, so she may catch us in the archives. So I want to say hey to her. But now you talk about product placement. I think Walmart needed to pay
him
$20 million.
They should have paid him. And the thing is that, okay. So it goes either way. Like, he'll get paid now, though. He'll get paid from other people
that
are going to want him to do stuff.
Oh, you're right. They still going to want him to do
stuff. Yeah, I'm not talking
about
Walmart or Patty's Pies, but, you know, he's a star
Walmart,
now.
Walmart should, but Patty did call and thank him. They sold, they said a pie a second over the weekend. And about, I guess it's $2.5 million is what they sold in pies.
Yes.
So,
and I am going to go over to Walmart. I am going to go over to Walmart and see if I can't get one of Miss Patty's pies.
Oh, no. Okay.
Friends.
Honestly, that's not why I bought one, by the way, but I just want to say that. I didn't know they sold those pies on the website, but they actually sell them on the website. And
I won't get it by Thursday, though, will I?
Oh, no, they're sold out. They said they sold their Christmas supply. They're really trying to get them into the stores, seriously. We're going to see how that works out.
Oh, so I can't get a pie now?
No, don't get mad at me.
Are you trying to tell me I can't get a pie?
Yeah.
You're not my friend.
The bad news.
You're not my friend.
Yeah, I'm not. You said it like, wait a minute. So you're saying, no, I'm not saying nothing. Go to your local Walmart and ask for a Patti LaBelle sweet potato pie. The funny thing is, I'm sure they have plenty of pumpkin and apple left, but Patty doesn't make those. That has nothing to do with Patty. They're fighting to get their pie game up. Just wanted to share that.
Well,
now,
you know, Patty
okay.
was always complaining about being so unsung. So if nothing else, she she's always saying that she has never gotten the recognition that she deserves as an artist. And I agree with her.
Oh, I never heard her say that, but she is absolutely right.
You know, she says it. She says it all the time. As talented as she is.
Yeah.
Everybody
should be saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's Dwayne Wade's mother. She can cook. She can sing. Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. She was Vivica Fox's mother. Come on. If you Vivica Fox and Dwayne Wade's mother, you don't remember that?
Wait. No. And what?
What was it? In the House? I think it was In the House.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Remember
they
the nightclub? She owned the nightclub?
That's right.
And Vivica Fox was her daughter. Come on now.
Man.
This is Kathleen you're talking to.
Yeah, you know what? That's before I even recognized Vivica Fox. She had no name when she was her early 20s, Vivica Fox. So, no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean. But. Yeah, Patty is very much unsung, and that is sad and sick because you know how we are as a society. Something happened to Patty, and everybody and their mama will be talking about how great she is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her at New
She's
York
amazing.
State Fair this year, though, by the way. And,
oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, Patty kicked her shoes off like she do. She really did. She said it's hot out here, but she still put it down. It was Patty.
Yeah, I love Patty.
Love
Patty.
Now, Now there's a story that now this one is out of South Africa. So I'm I guess I shouldn't ask for your professional opinion. I'm going to ask for your personal opinion first, and then I want to ask your professional opinion, okay?
Okay.
Now, there were toddlers. They were accidentally swapped at birth in a South African hospital. They have been ordered to stay with the families that raised them and not be returned to the biological parents, is what the court has ruled. So the South African court heard that the boy and girl were born the same day in Johannesburg, and due to an unspecified mistake, were sent home with the wrong parents. Now, so you bring a boy home when you were supposed to have a girl, and when you find out that there's a mix-up, the judge says, keep them. You bought them. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, this is a real story?
Yes. No, we only
see, they had to wait until after Nelson Mandela passed away to pull some nonsense like
that. To pull something like that, right? Because...
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. Yes.
But what are the parents saying? How could you know you had a boy and you take home a girl?
I don't think they... I don't know how they didn't know one way or another. Well,
maybe they just had
a diaper on, and then nobody put pink and blue on or something. They took them home, tried to bring them back.
Right, they didn't check the baby till they got home, and then they said, well, what's this penis thing?
Yeah, they were like, the nanny said it was peculiar, but never thought anything of it. I don't know how
that was a pretty bad circumcision.
They were like, whoa, you've been butchered.
They took the whole thing?
Man.
Is
so,
he going to grow back? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, the reason I'm laughing is because the parents are like, whoa, I'm relieved because I thought something happened. Like, they're like, this is the child. Just thought I'd share that. All right. Thank you very much, Kathleen and I. You can email Kathleen at somewhere.
Don't email me.
I'm not going to throw you on the bus for that one.
Email Jerome Esprit.
There you go. Nope.
At Soul of Syracuse
Esprit. No. Jerome is not using his government today. Just email Pookie Jenkins, and he will, we'll see what he says. That's my agent. Now, UPS, I'm going to move on from that story now. UPS has agreed to a $4 million settlement with 14 states and 3 cities for claims that it charged overnight rates for late deliveries. Now, I don't really understand how that's rolling, but technically, UPS has agreed to pay $4 million. Now, Disney's Character Voices has breached its contract to pay a girl that it hired for our favorite show, the Dr. McStuffins, on his Dr. McStuffins cartoon series. Well, 2.5% of the profits it got from using her voice on merchandise tie-ins, they didn't want to pay her. Now, if you don't know, Dr. McStuffins has an African-American main character. The little girl, Anitra Muhammad, is claiming for her minor daughter's rights, and she's in court demanding $250,000, and they're in superior court because they don't want to pay her for using her voice in tie-ins. Boy, Disney,
that
don't
little
make me
bit
cut
of
out.
Money, they need to be ashamed. Come on, now. I thought you were going to say $250 million.
It's 2.5%, and they still don't want to pay her. Man, feel like,
Who has the rights to? Who's denying her the little girl her money?
Oh, this is Disney. I almost want to wake Walt Disney up and slap him back to sleep. That's all I want to say about that. I'm just saying.
Wow,
that just don't make any kind of sense. You know,
there's
little
the
girl worked hard.
Music. Yeah, give
out
money.
Hey, look, I almost had to hit the outro music early on that little toddler story. But
I know that.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, oh, you know what? Never mind. We're going to have to save that for next show. I am going to let us go on that. Since Kathleen has me off